Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warning. Some viewers may find the following content distressing. Viewer discretion is advised. No animals were harmed in the making of this segment.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
All right, let's get started. Jeremy, good morning, man. How are we doing today?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm good. I'm frustrated, but mostly good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you know, every day we hear how hard it is to date these days. So, like, we get the frustration. Mm-hmm. But, like, we think it's important to stay positive. Like, sure, you're going to go through a bunch of failed and mostly miserable connections. But whatever. Hey, it's the price you pay for finding love one day, I guess.
Whatever this is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but it's a lot of miserable connections. And it's so much harder for guys, too. Like, girls pretend that they have it so hard. But come on, dude. Like, dudes out here just can't win. If you get past the first date, it's like you hit the damn Powerball or something.
I mean, that's, yeah. Look, we know a lot of people feel that way, but who knows? Maybe today is your lucky day.
Hey, maybe we'll get to the end of this thing and you score a second date.
Yeah, man. Things could be looking up. You never know.
Dude, I hope so. I mean, we'll see, I guess, but it's also sweet that you guys pay. So.
True.
That doesn't suck.
Why don't we start this off with where you met this girl? What's up?
So it was a Bumble match, and I feel like that one pops up a lot on these, so maybe that's a sign. So we picked up some of those, like, eco bike things or whatever they're called, and we just rode around Southtown for a while, and then we went and got some dinner, you know.
Okay. As long as we're talking bikes, this was a mutual date idea.
Yeah, she didn't fall off and injure herself or anything?
Nothing calamitous during this outing?
What?
Just asking.
She did seem like she was having fun, you know, until she, like, completely disappeared, if that's what you're asking. Hmm. Like, I dropped her back off at her house, and, you know, it was like a regular end-of-date exchange, you know. Hey, I had a great time. She's like, yeah, me too, blah, blah, blah. And I gave her a kiss. She me back.
Okay.
Hmm. I texted her a bit later, and then I tried to shoot her, like, a message. And I'm getting nothing in response.
Yikes. Okay, let's think this through. Try and help you prepare for what we'll hear next.
Yes.
Do you have any thoughts, any at all, about why she might not be calling you back? Like, really rack your brain.
Yes.
Man, I don't know. Like, I've heard these, and, like, I get it. I understand. But I don't know. Like, maybe it was too cold in the restaurant, or, like, maybe it was because it was a Thursday. Like, I don't know. Maybe she just doesn't like the cut of my jib, so to speak. And, like, I don't know. I was annoyed at the restaurant's pricing, but it's not like I made a scene or anything, you know? Honestly, who knows? Like I said, I thought it was a great night, and I'd like to have another date, so.
Okay. All right. You seem a little irritated about this. Are you sure you even want that second date? Like, maybe you just want to just call this one good, you know? I don't want to get her on the phone and just have you explode on her or something.
No. It's not like that, I promise. Like, I really would like to see her again. Like, she's beautiful, she's funny, and I thought I found a good one. You know, I felt like there was chemistry there. I know I'm probably taking it way too personally or something, but I don't know. Maybe it's just holiday stress, but this whole, like, losing streak thing is really getting to me, dude.
Okay. All right, look, let's see if we can get her on the phone, get you some good news. We'll talk to her coming up next.
Warning. Some viewers may find the following content distressing. Viewer discretion is advised. No animals were harmed in the making of this segment.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
So Jeremy took Cassandra out on a date. He thought it went well.
Yeah.
She obviously didn't, because he's not heard anything back.
I seemed generally a little bit frustrated.
She seemed agitated.
Yeah, you know, just, I get it. I get
down to the
dumps.
Was it the date? Was it dating in general? Because he did mention that.
Yeah, I did.
Thinks maybe Bumble was the wrong place to even go in the first place.
Maybe his vibe soured the experience. Could be. Who knows?
We won't know till we talk to Cassandra, and I think we got her lined up. Hey, is this Cassandra?
Yeah.
Hey, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. How you doing?
Oh my God, I'm still good. I love you guys. This is going to sound so corny, but I literally listen to you all the time.
I love it.
By the way, I wanted to say, now I got you on the phone, I love the Christmas music this week, by the way. It's making my life.
Oh, okay. Well, we're glad you needed a little Christmas. Oh,
Cassandra,
well,
can we call you Cassie? We're friends now.
Yeah,
right?
I feel like we're close
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, of course.
I'm glad to hear you liked it, because we were kind of wondering how it was going to land.
Yeah, you just never, you know, it could be a little bit divisive.
Because everything these days has to be controversial, right? Like, I get it. But yeah. Seriously, thank you so much. Like, it's been helping me, I don't know, just stay in the spirit. So please keep it up.
Love to hear it.
I don't know that you'll have the same reaction to what we're about to tell you, but since you listened to the show already, might you have an idea of why we're reaching out around this time? In the morning?
I mean, I kind of assumed like it was second date update just because I saw the number, but yeah. Also I like listened to you guys.
Okay.
So I guess I just can't believe it's happening to me. But I mean, everyone's got to be in the hot seat once in a while, so.
Okay. Well, look, we appreciate you playing along. And if it works, look, these date packages are fantastic. And when we say you get to pick everything, we mean it. And it truly is decided by you, and we pay for everything.
Okay, but you also get to pick the guy. That's the tricky part. Other than that, though, I'm in.
Yeah, there's always a catch, isn't there? But, yeah, let's not jump the gun. It could be someone you're excited about. Does Jeremy do it for you? Does that move the needle at all?
No. I mean, not really, honestly. He's like, I mean, he's nice and stuff, but I mean, like, I'm sure you guys have already talked to him at this point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's kind of just, he's, like, tightly wound, I guess. Is that, like, a good way to put it? I don't know how else to say it. Like, he's uptight.
Yeah, potentially.
We were talking that up as nerves, though.
Yeah.
You know, it is a nerve-wracking deal. And first dates, you know, they're not exactly a walk in the park.
Yeah. Or maybe it was just in his head a little. That could have been a thing.
Well, yeah, but we were out to dinner, and I was just, I don't know, I was, like, appalled by how he handled the bill.
Oh, Lord. All right, well, let's go. What are we talking about?
I mean, he's here, right? Like, Jeremy, if you're there, like, do you want to explain this whole thing about tipping or whatever?
No.
Oh, Lord.
This whole thing, do you mean, do I want to inform people about how we're all being scammed at restaurants and they're trying to freaking bleed us dry? Sure.
Off to a strong start here.
Okay. All right. You know what? Why don't you elaborate a little bit?
Yeah. So, I mean, I eat out a lot. I know everything is going up in price. I get it. You know, inflation. But what people aren't really talking about is how a lot of these places are still, to this day, making people pay for COVID. Like, they'll tack on, like, this little surcharge at the end or whatever it is. And that's problem number one, first of all. And the other thing I've noticed is you go to places, and then the price that's on the menu ends up being different than what's on your bill. Mm. Like, the numbers don't match. Like, what is that? You know, like, I don't know. And on top of it all, there's these, like, credit card charges that they're being passed on to the customers. So, like, I have to pay your credit card fees. And it's just, I don't know. It's, at every turn, they're just trying to upcharge you and nickel and dime you. And I'm just like, I don't want to have to pay for your staff next. Like, come on.
Okay, but Jeremy, seriously, take a breath. So what you're saying basically is, like, because a restaurant group or an owner, whatever, is passing on various fees and, like, surcharges, your plan is to show them is to take it out on your server who has no control over it. Like, the person who makes literally $2.15 an hour that has no say in anything.
Yeah, not the best strategy.
Yeah, you see, that's exactly the point. Like, their pay is not my problem. Restaurants should be the ones paying their people more, like, point blank. I sympathize with the worker. Like, I really do.
Do you, though? Because, like, I feel like your whole thing is that you're just really hell-bent on punishing the people who actually need the money. The people who make the rules don't need the money like the servers do. Like, inflation sucks, but damn, honestly. Like, it's something also you're going to have to factor in before you go out. Mm-hmm. And, like, if you really do, you know, eat as much out as, like, you say you do, none of this should be a surprise to you at this point. If you don't like it, then just stay home. Like, don't go out to eat. No tipping required. I mean, you kind of honestly sound like a total...
Wow. Do I really? I sound like a... Like, number one, tipping should never have become this, like, mandatory thing. Like, you tip based on the service. And sometimes you just don't get it, you know? But even more than that, restaurants, they have to be making bank.
Really?
Like, yeah, all they do is they're making tons of money. They pass on their problems. And until somebody takes a stand, this type of thing is going to continue. Like, clown the managers and the owners, not me. Like, why are you mad anyways? I didn't say anything to the waiter. I didn't flip a table or anything. Like, I don't see what the big deal is.
But the thing is that you totally wrote, like, a big fat zero after highlighting items on the check. That's a turnoff for me. Like, you seemed happy. It was like you were proud of yourself for doing it.
And highlight.
Like, I feel like you're somebody who, like, orders hot peppers and then you complain that they're too spicy. Like, there's no excuse to not tip. None. Like, I'm sorry you were charged for using a card, but maybe carry cash. Like, I don't know what else to say.
Oh, so I have to change my habits? That's what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying you should probably practice a little bit more empathy for somebody that's in a tough spot. Or, I don't know, like, learn how to cook and cook your own food at home. Mm. Like, I have no interest in going out with a guy who thinks that's fine. And, y'all, like, he was hell-bent on making this point. He didn't stop and consider, like, whether or not it made any damn sense. Like, I don't want to, I'm just not interested in a second date.
Okay, so no second date. I mean, it is a philosophy that you got there, Jeremy. I got to be real. I don't know if that's the line to draw in the sand, but I appreciate you being on the show, sharing that with us, and thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Whatever.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.